This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
We're going to be speaking with another Kelvin Yee, Kuching MP Dr. Kelvin Yee, about the haze situation facing his constituency.
And after that, should Malaysians retailers be boycotting products labelled as free of palm oil? We discuss that in just a bit.
And you can always join the conversation. Call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. All this coming your way on the Evening Edition.
Break from monotony. BFM 89.9.
It is 6:06. Let's just call it 6:06. I'm 10 seconds ahead, but we'll all live. It's 6:06 and you are listening to Lynn, Iman and Kelvin. And for our next story, we are talking about something that we can see by just looking right out of our studio windows. And that is, of course, the never-ending issue of haze in our region, in our country. And I mean, first of all, I'd love to hear how everybody's doing because here at the station, and to be quite honest, in the studio, there's been lots of coughing and throat clearing and not feeling super well. And I think it's pretty likely that everyone's feeling kind of same-ish. And I think that's because this feels like one of the worst runs in recent memory. Mm. And bad news, it's only going to get worse since the ASMC, or the ASEAN Specialized Meteorological Centre, has said that hotspots are expected to persist in Sumatra and Kalimantan.
But what we're dealing with here is not much compared to East Malaysia. Sarawak in particular is hit quite hard with the haze this time. The air pollution index, or the API, in Sarawak reached unhealthy levels today, with one district recording a 201, a very unhealthy level. And yesterday, the API recorded a reading of 248 in Kuching, 248 in Sri Aman, 199 in Samarahan, 154 in Sarike, 127 in Sibu, and 111 in Miri. So unhealthy readings were also recorded in five other states.
So like 101 to 200 is unhealthy, 201 to 300 is very unhealthy. So basically all those readings are basically not good, very unhealthy. So to deal with this, Putrajaya has made some steps to address the problem. For example, they want to send diplomatic notes to Indonesia, they want to offer help, and also sending 500,000 face masks to Sarawak. But Bandar Kuching MP Dr. Kelvin Yee is also urging MESTEC to hold a meeting with all stakeholders, including Indonesia, to address the wider issue of transboundary haze.
Yeah, so I think this is something that's just on everybody's minds, in no small part because, like I said, we're all just feeling bad. You know, nobody enjoys waking up to the haze, kind of living your entire life through it. And that's us here. We're also looking at situations where schools might have to close. Some schools have already been closed.
Mm-hmm. Over 400 schools in Sarawak have been closed.
And then we're also approaching PSR season, so that is another whole thing to consider, whether or not there is going to be a need to postpone the examination. I think some schools are even talking about having to limit the amount of time students can spend in school, even when they're sitting the examination, should it go ahead. So that it's clearly an issue that hits us on multiple levels. I mean, I think tomorrow morning our colleagues in the morning are going to be talking about the impact of haze from an economic point of view.
Yeah.
But today we just wanted to kind of get to it and get to hear it from the MP of a very, very badly hit city.
So I think this reminds me of the worst time that we suffered in recent memory, and that was in 2015.
Yeah.
And that actually sort of created a diplomatic row between Indonesia, Malaysia, as well as Singapore, and, you know, due in no part to some of the reactions that came through. You know, for example, I think one of the ministers there had then said, you know, we in Singapore and Malaysia should be grateful instead for the clean air we have the rest of the year, instead of just complaining this one season that we faced. So you know, I'm hoping that won't necessarily be the same reaction this time around. It doesn't seem that way. You know, so far the reactions have been, okay, please stop burning, from the Indonesian side to their fellow citizens. Please stop this burning. It's not doing doing anyone any good.
And I mean, now there is more pressure to sort of like deal with the haze issue, especially from international parties. You know, everyone's talking about how they're burning fires for palm oil and whatnot. And even at the ASEAN level, for example, there are various agreements and frameworks to deal with haze. But obviously, you know.
And just last month, they agreed on a framework together.
Yeah, exactly. But it's not working because, and you know, there's just issues on the ground that need to be dealt with. And people are mentioning things like patronage and things like that. So it really is. I mean, it's not fair to put all the blame on Indonesia, but a large part of the responsibility should be dealt with by Indonesia. And, you know, and just hope that, you know, things will be better in the future. But I'm not optimistic about it.
That's the thing, right? This idea of hoping that things will be better, it's a bit of a tough one because there has, I think, a certain inevitability almost has set in the region of when haze season comes, it's here. That's all it is. You should just learn to expect it. And then that's where you get comments like, you know, like that. You know, just be grateful for the clean air you have the rest of the year. Stop complaining about a month or two, whatever. And I like to believe that we're not going to be facing this issue. It's not a perennial issue, but I don't know whether we are, whether any measures are actually going to get us closer to that. So I guess coming back to what's been suggested by Dr. Kelvin Yee, this idea that there needs to be a meeting with all stakeholders, including Indonesia. He's also been calling, I believe, for a meeting of the ASEAN, what is the word that I'm looking for?
Ministerial meeting.
Yes, thank you. So I think there are a couple of fronts there that we're trying to approach this by. And we'll be finding out exactly what that might entail after this with Dr. Kelvin Yee, again, Bandar Kuching MP. If you have any thoughts on how we might begin to address this, also if you would like to just moan about how the haze is not making you feel good, you can call us 7733-2900. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can tweet us at BFM Radio.
Building fit Malaysians, BFM. 89.9.
It's 6:13 in the evening. You're with Lynn, Kelvin and Ayman, and we're talking about the haze because of course we have to. It is just not great. And we are asking you for your thoughts on, I guess, long-term solutions that you think might work so that this just isn't an annual thing. But also, if you just want to complain, happy to receive those complaints about the haze. You can call us at 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. We are joined on the line now by Dr. Kelvin Yee, Bandar Kuching MP. Kelvin, first, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hello, good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
So I guess the first question that I was thinking about is, where are you right now and what is the air like where you are?
I'm currently in Kuching and I'm right in the midst of the blanket of smoke that is actually engulfing Sarawak. However, today is actually much better compared to the past 2 days. I think the reading today is at 100 plus. It's still unhealthy, but it is better in comparison to the past few days, which was above 200 at a really unhealthy and dangerous conditions.
So, you know, just talking about this case, right, we've seen some communication from Malaysia to Indonesia on the haze so far. How do you feel about what's been done by the government in terms of addressing this issue?
I think I've actually spoken to the Minister of MESTEC, YB Wotyobin, recently on the measures that the federal government has been doing. And I understand that the Malaysian government has actually trying to exhaust all avenues, especially diplomatic avenues, to properly negotiate with our counterparts from Indonesia to address this transboundary haze issue. This is a chronic issue, and this has happened almost every year. And then actually they have what they call a technical working group, TWG, and sub-regional ministerial steering committee on transboundary haze pollution between a few countries, including Malaysia, Indonesia, Brunei, Singapore, Thailand, which actually meets at a certain period to discuss on addressing this issue. And I was made to understand that the last meeting was in August 6th of this year. So at that meeting, I was made to understand that Indonesia at that time as well has made promises to address these issues. But however, we know since then, especially in this month, the haze condition has gotten worse from there. So from what I understand as well, so the ministry right now is sending a diplomatic note to the Indonesian government, as well as the ambassador of Malaysia. Had a meeting with the ambassador of Indonesia yesterday on Monday, as well as an official phone call will be arranged between the minister of MESTEC, as well as the minister, her counterpart, and the minister of environment in Indonesia to address and to relay the seriousness of this issue and to address it on a more long-term and sustainable way.
Yesterday, Indonesia's meteorology body denied that the haze in Malaysia originates from Sumatra. It sounds as if there's still a fundamental disagreement over the root cause of the haze.
I think there was an official statement that came out to kind of explain as well as to rebut that statement itself. I think based on satellite images, it's pretty clear that we see a lot of hot spots in all around Indonesia, especially in the island of Borneo, where we are. Majority of these hotspots are, of course, concentrated on the western side of Kalimantan. So we are not denying that there are hotspots in other parts of even in Malaysia. So that is why I really believe this is not just a one-country effort, but it is an inter-country effort to address this important matter. But then again, based on, I think we can get all the satellite photos on hotspots, it actually proves that a lot of it are in Indonesia itself.
And one of the reasons why we wanted to talk to you is you've asked for MESTEC to also call for that meeting of stakeholders and to include, of course, Indonesia in this discussion. What do you think this meeting would or could achieve, considering that there are, as you pointed out, already other sorts of communications that are going on? What would a meeting of stakeholders perhaps do that we're not getting at right now?
I think most importantly is to send a message that we are really serious about this matter. As mentioned before, they had a meeting in August, and I was made to understand in that meeting itself that our Indonesian counterparts promised to address the issue. However, we know that certain understandings or maybe agreement wasn't adhered to. So I believe that if a further meeting was called, there could be certain greater urgency put on it for member parties to adhere to what was understood or what was agreed from the beginning. I think this is an issue that has been, we've been talking about it for the past years. However, there is very little, in my view, enforcement or even enforcement mechanism within the countries to make sure that any country, a member country, if they do not comply to the agreement, if they do not comply to the set understanding, there is very little, in my view, enforcement mechanism to enforce or even to compel a country to follow what was agreed.
Now, on that note about sending a stronger message as well as, you know, making sure that enforcement does take place, is that why you've called for a reconvening of a meeting of the ASEAN Ministerial Committee? I guess in that same vein, what would you like to see happen from this meeting?
I guess I want to see the greater urgency of this matter being addressed among the high-level ministers of each country, so that each country would not just play, to a certain extent, lip service, but more serious engagement, more serious commitment towards addressing what was promised or what was agreed upon, and also to have maybe a certain level of enforcement mechanism within the countries, so that each country can be kept in check if they are to violate certain agreements or certain understanding that will affect, of course, other member countries as well.
How are the people of Kuching and Sarawak feeling? Is there a sense of inevitability that this is just something that's always going to happen?
I think there is a huge sense of frustration in Kuching as well in Sarawak, especially when this issue has been ongoing for years. And then actually, I grew up in the generation which experienced the 1997 haze situation, where it went up to almost 800 plus, and there was an emergency declared in Sarawak because of the haze. So to see this as a yearly occurrence, to see things not solved even after almost 10 to 15 to 20 years, of course, there are underlying frustration. So again, that's what I call for important steps to be done to make sure that it's not just a one-country issue, but how we can, as different members of a party of ASEAN, for example, can help each one another. For example, I know the government of Malaysia has sent their offer to Indonesia to help to put off a lot of the fires in the hotspots around Indonesia. I believe this could be a collaboration or understanding that we can have to fight the forest fires or even the bushfires in Indonesia together and address this issue holistically, sustainably together.
And as somebody who, you know, like you rightly point out is really on the front lines of this. You're literally geographically there. And also as somebody who is making these suggestions on how we can potentially move forward, are you optimistic that someday this will not just be an annual thing, that we don't have to, that we won't have to always perennially be dealing with it?
Of course, I'm cautiously optimistic on the matter. And I believe that the Ministry of Environment is doing exhausting all diplomatic means to address the issue, especially is to get the cooperation with our Indonesian counterparts. However, I am cautious because there are different factors that may exacerbate this issue. Number one, of course, climate change, with the increasing temperature of the global temperature. So we may see more such of these fires because of the dry weather or even the higher temperature. So that is a caution that I have. And the fact that Indonesia has also announced that they are moving their capital to Kalimantan. So again, there are concerns that this may again exacerbate such burnings in order to clear lands or to prepare a path for a building of a city. So while those are of course not yet verified concerns, but on the ground in Sarawak especially, many people are talking about it, because if those things are not properly addressed, we may see this incident or this hay season, as we call it, be a common occurrence or even part of the Malaysian calendar on an annual basis.
So it is now UPSR season. What do you think, and how do you think the haze so far has affected students, if especially conditions in Sarawak continue to worsen?
I think in terms of a nationwide or national examination, it is of course complicated to postpone it, especially if it does not involve the whole nation. I mean, there were legitimate concerns of leakages or logistical issues. Mm-hmm. So in terms of a national exam, there are proposed SOPs and procedures taken by the Ministry of Education, which I'm in contact with. What they call it, op stopping, is where every student is provided with adequate mask, is provided as mask, and then the teachers are advised to set up even an operation room in the school, just in case any symptoms are developed among the students. They will contact the nearest healthcare provider, as well as parents are briefed in terms of what to do, especially once the exam is finished. Parents are encouraged to bring their children back home as soon as possible. And in the cases that parents could not pick them in time, the teachers are well aware of to bring the students to an indoor air-conditioned room to wait for these parents. So there are procedures in place to kind of limit the exposure of students to these external factors. For the other classes, most classes in Kuching have closed. I think there's going to be a decision later whether tomorrow classes will be open or closed again. I think most decisions made around 6 p.m. And the decision is by the principal of the school, so that as they will monitor and they will understand the situation on the ground, and then they will inform Jabatan Pendidikan, and then they will inform the parents on the matter.
Kelvin, thank you so much for taking the time to give us those updates.
Okay, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
That was Dr. Kelvin Yee, the MP for Bandar Kuching, speaking to us about the haze and as well as, I guess, some constructive steps forward that we could be taking in order to resolve this issue with Indonesia. We've been asking you for your thoughts as well. I mean, firstly, how has your experience been of the haze? Tell us. And also, do you have any idea for how we might move forward in some way so that someday this isn't just part of our annual expectations of what our country might look like? Call us and let us know, 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. We have a message here from Jeffrey, who says, "Hi, sorry, UPSR started last week and will end by this Thursday, just to let you know." And Jeffrey, thank you for that. I think we misspoke earlier. You're absolutely right. It did begin last week.
On the 4th of September.
Yeah, the 4th and the 5th. And now it's going to conclude this week, unless, of course, a decision is made to postpone.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it is tough, right? You know, we're thinking about students who may have to sit hours on end, possibly without the windows open, possibly just taking a test, you know, under pressure in a very pressurized room. So I'm hoping that they do find a better solution for the kids. You know, this exam, I think, for some of them means a lot.
We also have a message here from Kevin who says, can the Indonesian government reimburse me for all the tissue paper I've used so far? My sinuses going wild.
I'm afraid they can't, but you can make a claim, I guess.
Well, I think also once, I mean, if we were all to start making these claims, I think it's going to go crazy. Just judging by the sheer amount of coughs and you know, that we've been hearing a lot. And we also have this message here from Bing.
Hayes, this is nonsense. Since 1955, this has been an annual event. Bad Hayes. 1995, sorry. Bad Hayes years 96, 97, 2001, 02, 03, 09, 14, 16, 20 plus years. What has been done? This year is not the worst yet. We have had worse as given. All talk, no action.
You know, I wonder whether the fact that this is happening at the same time as there are so many conversations going on around palm oil and the issue of sustainability, the issue of just the fact that we are actually going to be talking about it after this also, you know, I wonder whether that is contributing in some ways to the conversation being a bit louder or perhaps, as Bing rightly points out, we're just getting more and more tired because it is happening so often. And the fact that it isn't abating, the fact that also, according to the experts, we're in for more. I think that has people feeling extra ugh about the whole thing.
Well, I mean, I think people are just sick of it. You know, it's like every year for 20 years, as Bing said, every year it happens. And it seems that nothing is being done effectively to change it. And of course, people are more aware now about how palm oil agriculture practices is contributing to this, yet nothing is being done about it. So it's the frustration that has been built over the past 20 years that is really making the voices louder nowadays. And I think the pressure really is on national leaders in ASEAN, in Indonesia, Malaysia, Singapore, to, you know, just really deal with it. And as Kelvin... Dr. Kelvin Yee.
Not me.
Not you. Dr. Kelvin Yee wants is more discussions among stakeholders, which can lead to desirable results.
So tell us what your thoughts are. How are you doing with the haze? Your throat holding up? Do you have any suggestions for what possible solutions might be out there? You can call us and let us know. 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.